Are You Playing?
Hello, and welcome to What the Bleep Are You Playing? A podcast where we play a game, many times bad, and tell you why the bleep we play it. I am Sarge Shun. This is Tan Commander Thomas and Mortar Mason. And we played... Army Men, RTS, for the GameCube.
The first RTS I've played in a long time.
And basically the first one I've played in general.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, this one might as well be the first one I've played and how long it's been since I played
so,
the last
The first years. Army Men game I played in a long, long time.
So you might... Usually on these episodes we have a lot to compare to. I don't fucking hear.
Yeah,
this is kind of unknown
this
territory.
I was going
to
say, this is new for us.
Seeing as we... majorly do console games, and RTSs are more of a PC thing, so we have not covered a lot of them, but I have an affinity for the Army Men franchise. I grew up absolutely adoring Army Men 1 and Army Men 2. Primarily, those are the games I played the most. I also played Toys from Space and then 64, Sarge's Heroes, and things like that, but I loved the old RTS Army Men games where you create your base, and you attack other army men.
Yeah, the title of this game is a little bit misleading, because in my mind I was thinking like, oh, okay, so all the other army men games are like a different genre, and like this is the only RTS. It's not the case.
Well,
this was a return to form.
This is real-time strategy. The rest are real-time tactics.
It's true. It actually is true, yeah, because... the other ones, you do control a character, you walk around as a character, and you bark orders to everybody and have them follow around and things like that. Whereas in this game, you are the god above it, maneuvering everybody and trying to win your war.
Which, kind of, I mean, 2K, you're sitting on money here. Just do Army Men and XCOM.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I play that.
There's several, like, I am honestly surprised that this is not... a franchise that's still making games. I understand that 3DO went under right after this game came out, like a month after this game came out. They did technically develop one more game afterwards, Sarge's War, but they were not a company anymore. And Gone was a big company of the 90s that even had a console in 93.
Right.
But this was kind of the last hurrah of 3DO. It was developed by Pandemic Studios, which we visited earlier this season when we did Lord of the Rings Conquest.
So it is
interesting that they did these real-time strategy games and then did strategy war-based games like Battlefront, Lord of the Rings Conquest, and the Mercenaries games.
And then out of nowhere ended on the Saboteur.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes you just gotta. But this does harken back to kind of the classic Army Men. Specifically, it follows a lot of the same beats of Army Men 2. There are some subtle differences. They're already just kind of in the human world. The first scene is a bucket of Army Men being knocked over and them getting out. And that's how the game like begins in the first cutscene. Whereas in Army Men 2, when they got to the real world, was they found a portal in a cookie jar.
Oh.
And they came through the side of a cookie jar.
All right.
Yeah,
then.
So technically, in this game, the Army Men are toys. In basically every other Army Men game, no, they're in their own universe where this is actual war.
Yeah, where they're in their own universe, and then they come across, and they're like, whoa, what? Now, the RTS element of this... is actually pretty decent for a console RTS. There are some control things that are a little annoying, and you know, there is like the need for a button, you know, mouse and keyboard combo to highlight and move things over is a little harder on a console controller. But
yeah, but I think it works well.
No, honestly, it does work pretty well. The base building is actually pretty cool. The original Army Men games were more about build your base at the beginning before you even start. There's nothing. Your base is built. You don't build it while the match is going on. It's all built pre with how much plastic you have. You can decide how you want your base to be built using your plastic. Mm-hmm. In this, you harness plastic from around the map and build things. It's kind of almost Pikmin-esque in that aspect.
I was going to bring that up, oh, this kind of looks like Pikmin. I didn't want to get laughed at, though.
No, Pikmin is a real-time strategy game, so.
Oh, all right.
Well, in
it has tech, RTS elements.
Yeah, it is more along the lines, but yeah, it has a lot of RTS elements to it, so. It introduced a lot of people to RTSs, the original Pikmin did. So, I think this game, I didn't know what to expect. I had not personally played this Army Men game. Honestly, the latest Army Men game that I dumped hours into was Sarge's Heroes on the 64. Mm. I played, as I said, Army Men 1 and 2 on the PC, Sarge's Heroes on the 64, and a bunch of Toys in Space on PC, which was the final tactical, real-time tactical game that they had as they switched over to more of the third-person shooters because of the success of Sarge's Heroes.
So what was it that made you want us to do this game?
Because I own two Army Men games, and I really wanted to do an Army Men RTS.
Interesting. Well, why didn't you do one of the ones that you owned?
I own this one.
Oh, that is one of the ones you owned.
And I owned...
I thought you meant that you owned two others.
Yeah, no. Getting a hold... While you can play the campaign modes of Army Men 1 and 2 on Steam, they don't have my favorite modes on them, which is fine. But the campaign mode, the multiplayer stuff on Army Men 2 is what I really liked to do versus kind of the campaign story stuff. Which is a little more. This does a little better with the campaign story stuff, in my opinion. Is this game? It looks better. It feels better. It goes around a little easier than say that. Whereas I on Army Men 2, I like to play a lot of the what would be multiplayer, but you play against computers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, this game kind of. I didn't know what to expect, but it surprised me. It's a pretty solid Army Men game. It represents what the original Army Men really were, and. In a lot of ways, it is a return to form of these characters.
Yeah, and you know, as you brought up earlier, the console RTSs are going to be a little difficult to get around because of what they're on, because they're on consoles and they just work better on PCs. But this one, I think it was very well optimized for the console it was on. After, you know, I did have a few hiccups getting to grips with the controls.
We all had the early year control hiccups.
There's an adjustment period, but that comes with any console RTS.
Uh-huh. It also comes with any new genre you get into.
Yeah,
that's true.
I was going to say that's true, because to you and me, this is basically uncharted territory.
Yeah.
You and I, fuck. I also appreciate that. You know, most RTS games, they have a bit of a story going on, and I appreciate that this puts you right down in the center, like you are with Sarge and the others. You know, what I imagine God looks like, Sarge.
Sarge, we had a lot of fun with some of the early Sarge stuff jokes, because he is just running around with his hand cannon of a gun, so much damage.
Somebody gave Sarge the pistol from Halo 1, and
he gave him the pistol from Halo 1 that he then attached some shit to.
Yes.
Because, look, that's going to be my main thing. Because holy shit, Sarge is so goddamn powerful. Legit, there was a point where Mason was playing the game, and they're taking out a bunker. And, you know, a tank is hitting it, and it's taking off, like, this much health. Like, it's taking off a little sliver of health. Okay, cool. Sarge comes up, one hands his pistol, shoot, takes off a bigger sliver, and I genuinely out loud yelled, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarge better than Tank.
You have your special characters, Sarge, Bullseye, Thick, Scorch, Vicky, Hoover.
Yeah. Hoover, yeah.
Yep.
And they all specialize in something, but yeah.
That comes with the territory of I like those kind of small commando squadron groups. That's why I like the A-team and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, and
adding a more cartoony element to that.
And they bring in the elements of, yeah, you have your bases, you build your bases, and you try to send out. But they also have a lot of these missions where you're with your squad trying to set up areas to get to new bases and get through areas and go through different little things that take a lot of strategy to navigate through.
I haven't played them, but I'm kind of wondering if that's what the Commandos games
are. I kind of have a feeling they might be. Where you have a lot of these still RTS elements. There is a little bit in those ones where you get a little frustrated, like, I just want to hit a button and shoot. Like, just let me...
Yeah, there was...
But once you figure out the strategy, they are pretty cool. There are really cool little missions that are added in there that add a little bit of different wrinkle to the game.
Yeah.
Those were kind of the missions I preferred, but because that's... Because I like shit like XCOM, so that kind of went into more of that element. But I did enjoy the base building elements. I just don't think I played it the way the game wanted me to.
Mr. America over here. Hoarding
all the resources, and when I had the chance, my 30-man army with like two fucking assault vehicles and a medic all just stormed the base.
It was like the beaches of Plastic Normandy.
I also tried to do that, and unfortunately, my base started taking damage. I played one of the middle missions in the last thing we played, and I didn't realize how to get into there, and I lost several of my squad. And so you need the squad to protect you while you're building up your base. And I built up my base actually pretty decently, and then unfortunately, because I didn't have my squad, every attack started whittling me away. And then also some weird glitch where my dump truck got stuck for long periods of time.
Yeah.
The one thing that I really like about this game, and man, who was the review that you read that was like, this is a good starting RTS?
That was honestly a Reddit post.
Oh yeah, that was a Reddit post. Well, they were actually the one time Reddit was correct, because this game is very forgiving. This game is. I can think
which of, is the Army Men games in a lot of ways, specifically with some of the RTS stuff, were pretty forgiving. I mean, again, I was a 9-ish year old kid playing them, so like.
But yeah, I think of like specifically the first like real like RTS map that I played, where it looked like I was screwed royally because I lost HQ, and I thought I was. I thought I was like the Tiger King, being like, I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Yeah, you lost the ability to produce certain things.
Yes, and yet somehow I still made it to.
It did have one of the funniest moments. Is Mason goes up and take out a base, and I'm like, well, you can just run to the end right now. It's not like they have a second base. Mason walks off the edge. There's a second base.
Sure enough, there's a second base.
You know, come to think, did you say that knowing that there was another base over there?
No, Sean's
no
played
clue.
The game.
Yeah, no clue. I just was like, my assumption was, oh, you've taken out all the production. You've seized the means of production here, so I assume you were fine. Nobody was attacking you. Nobody was coming out. I was like, you got to be fine. Walk off that way. Oh, what's this? Another base.
Another base.
With a machine gun tower.
But eventually I made it through. And then I was also thinking about the commando mission that you played, which was on a time limit. And how somehow you beat the buzzer.
No, I have no idea.
0 seconds.
I have no idea how I beat the buzzer, because it was literally like 3, 2, 1 as I'm running up the stairs. And it's like, yeah, I didn't make it. Nope, made it.
Yeah.
It was really because we were making fun of who's the sniper?
Bullseye.
Bullseye. We were making fun of Bullseye because he kept running past everybody. We're like, Bullseye, what are you doing? And then you won. And it was like, oh, good job.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Don't you know? I'm Bullseye.
Also, can I say Bullseye's the fucking champ?
James. Yeah, he also is really strong. Really, they all have good usage. It's just, you know, figuring out that usage. Like Mason, when he was doing the kind of the commando type mission, figure out which ones to send out, where to move guys around, and how to utilize them. They all have really good skills. Also, finding a health pack was very handy.
It was very handy, yeah. I would have been completely screwed, I think, if I didn't have that health pack.
But I definitely think... for a one-player experience of us passing the controller around at each mission and playing, there was a multiplayer fun that existed as we were all kind of like doing it with and joking and having fun with each other. Like, this legitimately was a fun experience to sit down and play. Like, that
it was. I do agree.
Which was something I didn't honestly know what to expect coming into this game. And again, I was going to have fun playing Army Men games. I love the Army Men franchise. I can play any of them and have fun. I didn't expect us to have that much fun.
This is from my perspective. I don't know if you guys felt this too. But the disparity between the fun I had playing the game and then watching the game is not nearly as exciting, in my opinion.
It can be. It depends. Yours was very entertaining, Mason.
Well, because again, Mason's was like skin of his teeth crawling over the finish line with blood, with like 90% of his blood streaking on the ground behind him.
And like tons of dead corpse bodies behind me.
But yeah, for the most part, RTS is not a very interesting genre to watch. That's from my experience, at least.
Yeah, it is true. It is not
the reason one of the most famous RTS games out there is Command & Conquer Red Alert 3 is not because of the actual RTS. Because Tim Curry says spies. So.
The one place. Spies. But I think there was good fun of each of us trying to, like, look and coach and talk through, try to do this.
A lot of backseat gaming happening.
Yeah, but it was fun strategy of all of us.
It almost felt like all three of us were playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And trying to figure it out, which was a really cool experience that I didn't really expect from this.
I would almost go as far as to say this game sold me on RTSs, but I know I'm going to play a really hard one meant for, like, actual grown-ups, and I'll get turned off again because I'm bad.
You can play like a Rock Raiders on the PC. That'll get you back into the swing of things.
It would too, goddamn.
I think just from, and again, we really did only played going through the campaign stuff like that. There is also ways you can set up bases and do fun things on your own, and there's other stuff in the game. We worked through and played all the mission types basically. But I think for a console RTS, and also one of the PS2 version got better reviews across the board consistently. Mm-hmm. I thought the GameCube controller worked pretty good for an RTS actually.
Yeah, it did feel very, especially using the C-stick to target enemies. That felt really good.
Yeah, there was.
I forgot you could do that.
It was one of those that, like, I think I can understand why people maybe complained a bit about it at times, but I think the GameCube controller worked really well for what we were trying to do. But also, we are all fans of the GameCube controller, so.
Yeah. While we're talking about things that we forgot, while we're admitting that I didn't say it at the time when we were playing it, but I think it took until like halfway through playing it to figure out when on the screen it shows you're controlling certain things, the little yellow bars next to the health bar. Yeah, I didn't see those until I got what you're playing.
Yeah, there's some, UI was fine, but there's some little things that like, it doesn't spoon feed some of the things that like, and if you don't realize it,
that's a very late 90s, early 2000s methodology when it comes to game design.
Yeah, like, okay, you know, you read the manual, right? Cool, you're fine.
Meanwhile, nowadays,
selected to lead, not to read.
You know, God forbid this game ever got repackaged. It would be like, hey, you read the manual, right? You pull out the little slip of paper. Sure.
Yes, I read DLC in June.
Yeah, I read the poster on the inside of the case.
Yeah, and you flip on the back. Expansion pack coming in 6 months.
Did you buy the special edition? Cool, here's your code.
Here's your code to the in-game instruction manual.
There are your basic types of things you can build. You know, your vehicles. You have a tank. You have a half truck. You have a
medic.
You have your dump truck to build. You have your plastic. Your bulldozer to build. You have your different little things to protect your base, and you have your basic army men, your bazooka man, your mortarman, your grenader, your minesweeper, grunts, machine gun guys. I really did all those are the types that you find in the other Iron Man games, but I was glad to find them here, honestly, and not just like have like a bunch of grunts and Sarge and Scorch and those like yeah, I was glad
there's a good variety. That's mm-hmm. the word I was thinking about.
Now they're all weaker than say your guys, but it's good. You know.
They are weaker, but they're also easier to like build mm-hmm. up again.
Plus,
again, yeah, you're not rebuilding Scorch.
You can't rebuild Sarge. It would take all the plastic in the universe because he is the man's man, a farming man.
Apparently, when he picked up the hammer, Thor Mjolnir, it turned into gun.
Oh, what happened is he picked up Mjolnir and he's like, this is pussy shit. And he reforged it into his gun.
Or he went to the Lady of the Lake through a gun.
Yeah, the Lady of the Lake through his gun.
If they ever made an Army Man movie, it would be Chuck Norris as Sarge.
No, if they ever made an Army Man movie, it would just be... Who would it be? For some reason, I'm thinking J.K. Simmons.
Ooh.
It'd be Keanu. Keanu.
I couldn't see Keanu as Sarge.
And he's going to be Sarge anyway. Surprise.
Oh, come on. Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren is... I mean, if we're making it in the 80s or 90s, it would have been...
I was going to say, if we're making it in the 80s or 90s, it'd be Arnold.
Yeah.
Or Van Damme.
Arnold would have been Sarge. Van Damme would have been Tan Commander.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Van Damme would have been Scorch.
Van Damme would have been Scorch, and then Dolph Lundgren would have been Tan Commander.
That's fair. I think we finally 80s casted the Army Men movie that would have existed before the Army Men game came out.
Yeah, Sarge wasn't a character yet, but it's okay. We can just say they're older, and this is now an early 2000s Army Men movie.
Hey, all of these actors were around in the 90s, too.
That's fair.
It was a weird tangent, but
look out for our How the Bleep on Army Man the movie.
There was also a funny moment before we booted up the game. Thomas and I were looking at stuff, and the Wikipedia says that the story is based on Apocalypse Now,
which was another moment. I'm just searching through. Mason walks down as Sean's setting up the game, and I go, "What do you mean?
What do you mean?" It's based on Apocalypse Now, where you have a former green military man has gone to the other side after his brains were melted.
Yeah, which I think that's the same plot for Sarge's War.
It's the same plot as Army Men 2, so it wouldn't surprise me if they do.
In Sarge's War, it's spoilers. I think it's supposed to be a twist.
But I think this game fits in a long line of the Army Men games in a way that was really refreshing, because sometimes I worried about the post-Sarge's Heroes games because they kind of went in one direction and really changed the way the Army Men were, that they was going to kind of be more of continue along that line, that like they were less Army Men and more superheroes, mm-hmm. and I liked that they were still very much Army Men. Sarge is a superhero, but he is a plastic superhero.
Sarge is a superhuman. He's not Superman kind of thing.
We did. Talking about movies and Apocalypse Now, we forgot to bring up that all of the campaign levels are puns on Army movies.
Yeah, it's like for a few green men.
The Thin Green Line.
That was one.
There was a bunch of them. Yeah, it was all puns on movies, which was very funny.
It'd be very funny if the 16th level was just Apocalypse Now. What?
So they
Apocalypse Green.
They are. At this point, they were very self-aware. Really, Toys in Space, honestly, Army Men 2 as well, self-aware of kind of the silliness of the universe. Whereas the first one was, like, they're Army Men, but it was, like, really, really just, like, you are really in an army. Like, this is a serious situation. You have to go track down, you know, all these things. Destroy the Nazis. You know, like, it was, like, early Call of Duty, but Army Men type of feeling of it. And then the second was, like, look at us go through a cookie jar. We're in the real world. Fight roaches. They're zombies.
Again, that's kind of the charm of the Army Men franchise. It is effectively taking these war stories, you mm-hmm. know, but it's turning them into plastic figurines, so there's always that bit of wit and comedy to it.
My favorite level in Sarge's Heroes in the multiplayer was in the bathroom, is because you could get up and snipe people from the soap, you're on the sink and the bathtub down, and you could snipe people.
Jesus.
It was really fun. That game, maybe, honestly... maybe all nostalgia, but I loved that game.
The way I'm hearing that this franchise be described, it sounds like it has a bit of a tone issue. Like, it's not very consistent tone-wise.
No, it is. It is. It is tone of slightly serious but goofy. Okay. So kind of Mason's Alley.
Hey,
Until Sarge's War.
Until Sarge's War, yeah.
That's the one where I don't know what the fuck that game's doing, but that's for another episode.
That was 3DO is bankrupt. All right, somebody else is good. All right, let's do this. And at this point, the Armin license is out there. There have been several games since the bankruptcy, since they've come out.
Yeah, we were looking up in 2K.
2K produced the 2017 mobile game. So it looks like they have the license right now. So, hey, 2K, I know I talk to you all the time on this podcast, but it would be really cool, 2K, if you, like, I don't know, made some Army Men games.
No, they have to make NBA 2K25. Let's go, lads. Don't worry, Sarge will be a DLC costume part. Like, he'll be on a shirt.
I'm sad now.
Yeah. This game was fun, though.
This was very fun.
This was a fun experience. A fun after I've put these guys through torture this season.
You got us a good one now. Finally. I didn't even realize that until now. We found the oasis. And now we're going back into the desert. What?
God damn it. We just got here.
So it was fun to be able to jump into this franchise that honestly at the time, you know, when we started the podcast, that was one that I talked like, I'd love to jump into some of this, but I don't know if I can get a hold of any of them. And I was like, and then I found and bought a couple of them. I was like, RTS on the console. I forgot about this one. This one might be a fun one to play. So,
which, boy, that's a flip of the coin with this podcast.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Especially a flip of a coin of a game that we have not, none of us have played before. And we're just like, all right, let's try the flip of the coin part. Muppets Game Boy Color is always going to hurt us.
We're always going to be haunted. We're going to be scarred by that for life.
That's what it was not, though. But on this podcast, we ask two important questions of every game that we play. First is, how does it hold up?
Again, the issue with this question is that I personally have played Jack Thompson when it comes to RTS.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot say how it compares to, like, StarCraft or something.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it is baby's first RTS, especially because it's a console version. And some of the mechanics, most of the mechanics have held up fine. It is a fine, solid RTS. I think graphically it held up decently on the GameCube.
It helps that, similar to the first Toy Story movie, all the humans in these in early PS2 6th gen look plastic anyway.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's true.
You aren't as worried about some of the details. Can just be you're just green or tan or whatever you're trying to do for it. So you can avoid some of the graphical hiccups of around here. But also, I think the thing that surprised me was the controls held up pretty good for an early 2000s RTS on the console.
Mm-hmm.
The controls held up. So as a whole, I think this console RTS game held up pretty well.
Yeah. I don't think visually it looks as good as other games.
Because I'm pretty sure it was designed with the PlayStation, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then it was ported. The GameCube, it wasn't ported, quote-unquote, but it was developed for the PlayStation. It's what they worked a lot of.
That makes sense.
So I think that's probably where some of the graphical downplay on the GameCube and the PC happened.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It didn't. No Xbox love for it.
Wow.
It's green, goddammit. How did you get that?
Honestly, I think the Xbox controller would be pretty decent for an RTS like this. Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't played Halo Wars, so maybe.
Same, I haven't. I wanted to because back when it came out, it had a really rad trailer. I remember that trailer, and I was like, ooh, that's cool.
Well, I remember because RTSs always have the sickest trailers, and then I see, oh, it's an RTS, and I'm like, fuck!
Like the Dune trailer.
Yes, the Dune trailer. I also think of StarCraft and a lot of Warhammer games.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we all agree. Holds up pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably definitely not amazing, but overall, everything about it holds up pretty solidly and well.
Yeah.
The second question we ask of every game that we play, would you like to see a remake or a reimagining in a modern setting?
Just make another one. Just make a new one.
So my idea, like what a shotgun, the guy who usually pitches collections. My idea is to have the Army Men Sarge's collection.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the games that include Sarge and his troop.
Sarge and his merry men.
Yeah, basically. And have that all be in a collection. So that would include this. That would include Sarge's Heroes / War and all those kind of games.
Yeah.
That's I like that. That's kind of the idea I have.
I would love more of these the Army Men games being re-released. Like I said, Army Men 1 and 2 have and Toys in Space all have Steam versions.
Yes, and so does this game.
Yeah, they all have the Steam versions. You can get a lot of these games still. They're pretty solid. I would love a remastering of some form, you know, HD type remaster where we get some, you know, slightly better versions of, say, you know, with the RTS, you know, Green Rogue, Sarge's War, Sarge's Heroes, things like that would be pretty cool.
Right.
To get as well as any of the old computer games re-released with the mode that I want would be nice. But I would just like, as Mason, you know, hinted at the beginning of after this question, I would just like to see more Army Men games. I would like to see this franchise kind of have a comeback. Whether that's an RTS, a modern RTS taken with it on a console or Steam or whatever you want to do, or we go back to more of the third-person shooter Sarge's styles, or a first-person shooter, an XCOM-style game, a mercenary-styles game. You could sell me on pretty much any style game with these, because I would just like to see the Army Men franchise come back. Will we? I don't know. Probably not, but I would very much like to see it come back in some capacity, whether that is a full-scale remake of any of these games or just a new one. I would take it.
Just make sure they're in Toy Story 5. That'll increase the want for Army Men ship.
Yeah.
I would like to see this franchise get more love, because it's certainly – it's very it's got a lot of originality. It's a lot of heart, and I'd love to see it come back in some form. In a proper way and not on mobile.
Yeah. That's the thing. Is like, I mean, I guess you could maybe do the originals at this point as a mobile version of like Army Men or Army Men 2, and that wouldn't be the worst thing. Yeah. But if you don't have the right modes,
there's a difference between mobile and mobile.
True.
Where it's said with disgust.
There's a difference between a game on mobile and a mobile game.
True. Yeah. Very, very true. But yeah, I could see. I think Toys in Space would be a fun one to remake out from maybe keep it an RTS, maybe more like this style RTS, or actually build it all the way up into a 3D, you know, third person shooter if you want to version, because I think Toys in Space is one of the better stories in that, you know, they get attacked by aliens that are toys.
Yeah.
And that's it's legitimately really fun. There was also Air Attack, which had one of the cooler cover. I think I butchered the name. It's either Aerial Assault or Air Attack or whatever it is.
It's Air Attack.
But it had the cover was one of the Army Men holding onto the bottom of a helicopter while his legs are stuck to a grill. And it's like being pulled out. Like, it was brutal looking, but it was really cool. So anyway, I would like to see this franchise come back in a lot of ways, because I've been a big fan for quite a while. And it would be nice to have more Army Men games. Yeah. But what do you guys think? Are you fans of the Army Men games? Have you played them? Which one's your favorite if you have? We would love to hear from you. What's your favorite RTS? Let us know. Send us an email to bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. That's bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. Maybe you have a game you'd like us to play. Maybe you want us to play one of them Command and Conquers or something like that. You can do that. You can make us play a game. All you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon, our super bleephead tiers, $15 a month, patreon.com/whatthebleep, and you can tell us to play a game, and we'll play it. This was fun. We'll be back with more next time, hopefully just as fun. Burn it.